I worked in a hospital and I saw people with cancer. I knew there was a God who had an answer. I saw people with mental illness and I knew there was a God who had an answer. And I had a drum beating inside of me, and I just did. There's no two ways about it. And I finished training as a nurse, and my wife and I actually moved back to our hometown just outside London near Heathrow Airport. And there we carried on going to Staines Congregational Church, and I worked as a staff nurse in intensive care. And again, thoroughly enjoyed what I was doing, and just had some great times in kind of just working and enjoying what I was doing. A little while after that, for the very deep and spiritual reasons that we couldn't afford for me to stay as a nurse, because nursing is not well paid in the UK, still isn't particularly, relatively, I left nursing and joined the prison service. And that was because we were about to have our first son, James, and couldn't afford to live just on my nursing salary. So one day I'm saving lives, the next day I'm locking people up who take lives, and I doubled my income overnight. Whatever you think about politics of that, you can work it out for yourself, but there's something there. And so began a 19-year career working in the prison service of England and Wales, the last 10 years of which ended in the year 2001, I was either second in charge or in charge of a prison in England. And the last 5 years, I ran a young offender prison just outside Oxford. And that's the sort of work career that I had. You know, all the way through my prison career, that drum was still beating somewhere, you know. I'd study a little bit of sociology and it would be there are answers. I'm reading the book, I know there are answers. I'd study criminology and I'd know there were answers, but I wasn't hearing that in the circles that I was in church-wise, to be honest. I was never in church leadership. I do joke that I will never write this, but if I did write just a biography, I would call it I Never Made Deacon. Because it's kind of funny now what I get to do, but I didn't actually ever make deacon in my local church that I was in for many years.